Coming right up, Straight Talk with Art Levine. Our guest tonight, former presidential speechwriter Craig Smith.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. The Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years. And Laserfish, run smarter.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We're delighted to have as our guest tonight for the entire show, Craig Smith, who is the director of the Center for First Amendment Studies at CSULB, my professional colleague. Also a professor of communication studies at the university, and also a CSU trustee, and also a former presidential speechwriter. And Craig, welcome back to Straight Talk.
It's good to be here again.
Let's talk about presidential politics. We've been reading about it much in the news, and of course, the California presidential primary has been moved up from June to February 5th to try and give California more of a voice in this election cycle.
It's coming up very fast, and of course, because that was moved up, the Iowa caucuses were moved up, so they're coming up right away, and right after that comes the New Hampshire primary, which was also moved up. So this is the earliest primary caucus cycle we've ever seen.
And of course, now we're in the holiday season, and it's tough for the electorate to focus on that. So it's a relatively small window, month of November and then January, and bingo, we vote.
Absolutely, and I think it's unfortunate that they've moved things up. I think we need a serious January where we can consider the candidates after Christmas and New Year's is over, the holidays are gone, and we can take a month to really look at them, and then let's vote in February. Yeah. Moving it up like this is shaking the field completely.
Yeah. Well, our guest is probably the most knowledgeable person in this community on debate and communications. He was a speechwriter for President Ford, also for President Bush Sr. And we're going to look at the debate style and the pros and cons of each of the major candidates. We'll start with the Republican race. I guess Romney is the presumptive leader, although he seems to be a little shaky right now.
I think he's had problems. There was a debate in which he was right at the beginning attacked by Giuliani on immigration policy. He shot back and attacked Giuliani. I think they hurt one another, and this allowed former governor of Arkansas, Mr. Huckabee, to kind of come through the middle. And so that's shaken the Republican race up, and it's kind of up for grabs. Romney's other problem, which I think is more serious, is that he has shifted his position on some crucial conservative issues. When he was running for governor of Massachusetts, he favored same-sex marriages, he favored a woman's right to have an abortion, he favored a very liberal health care policy, and he shifted on every one of those issues.
That's a tough thing to straddle, the state of Massachusetts and the Republican primary.
Oh, yeah.
It's awfully tough straddle.
Absolutely.
Another fact, of course, he's Mormon, and he recently made a speech addressing religion, and some thought it might have the effect of the John Kennedy speech, being the first, or one of the first Catholics to run for president. And he put the country's mind at rest, John Kennedy did, that the Pope would not be dictating policy, he would be making decisions as an American. Did Romney put the country's mind to rest on Mormonism?
I don't think so. He gave this speech in early December. The difference was, when John Kennedy gave his speech in Houston, he was already the nominee of the party. He then stood for questions for 45 minutes from the audience, all of whom were ministers, and the questions were very harsh. And so it was John Kennedy in the lion's den. He performed very well and neutralized that issue. George Romney gave his speech for 20 minutes at Texas A&M University at the George Bush Senior Library and took no questions. And so it was a very different kind of approach than John Kennedy's.
Giuliani, Mr. 9/11, New York, former New York mayor, how's he doing?
Well, I think he's doing well on some points. That is, he was a prosecutor, then he went into the Justice Department, where he has a very good conservative record. But he will be remembered mainly for cleaning up New York City. Everybody said it was ungovernable, but he was able to govern it. And then 9/11 hit, and he became a national hero with the way he moved so quickly, as opposed to everybody else who kind of waited around. But there are negatives with Giuliani. I mean, there's some suspicion that he's more liberal than he lets on. He's taken some liberal stances in the past. He made New York into a kind of refugee city. And so some Republicans are a little uncomfortable with that. And the fact that he's, you know, been married twice, so that doesn't help him in some circles.
And his daughter's not speaking to him.
And his son's not speaking to him.
Son's not speaking to him, both.
Yeah.
John McCain, a man who impresses many of us as having great integrity, who tells it like he believes it, is not trying to parse anything. How's that playing?
Well, I find him to be the most sincere of the candidates. He's not taking positions for political reasons. He's taking positions because he believes in them. And I think that comes across well. He's not picking up in the polls as much as I expected from that. I think in part because he would be the oldest president we ever elected.
And older than Reagan.
Older than Reagan when Reagan was elected, yes. And I think it's hurting him some, although he's gotten off some of the best one-liners in the debates that I've seen. There was an exchange over immigration in one of the early debates when they were talking to the congressman from Colorado, Tancredo, who's very much in favor of English being the only language that we speak and it being the official language. And the moderator then turned to McCain and said, "What do you think of that?" And McCain said, "Muchas gracias for asking me that question." And it just brought the house down. And later on, when he was attacking Hillary Clinton, he said that, you know, she wanted to give $1 million to Woodstock for the Woodstock memorial. And he said, "Well, I couldn't go to Woodstock, that pharmaceutical event, because I was tied up at the time." And again, it was a standing ovation to that.
Wow. And McCain, in the discussion, in the debate on torture, took a very principled position. Yep. And I thought won that debate with Romney, who was fudging, giving the same position as the president. We don't torture, but we're not going to say what waterboarding is.
That's right. Here's a man, John McCain, who had been a naval pilot. He was tortured. He understands that what we do to our prisoners, they can then do when they take our people prisoner. And Romney's equivocation on that question really hurt him, I think.
And finally, Huckabee seems to be moving up with the running a Christian campaign, if you will.
Well, he's a Baptist minister, so it starts there. He's also a man of good humor. He's a good speaker, and it just took something to get him noticed. You know, when he had his exchange with Romney, he talked about us being a better nation than punishing the children of illegal immigrants for something that their parents had done.
Amen.
And that was a moving moment in that debate.
Okay, stay tuned. We'll be talking about the Democratic candidates after these messages.
Electricity is different from any other product we use. We can't store it. We must use it wisely, but can't do without it completely. And And there's no substitute for this special form of energy that brings us light, comfort, and progress. That's why California needs new standards that can keep utilities strong, guard against another power crisis, and protect consumers from the kind of shortages that often affect other commodities. Because electricity is different.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
Let's unravel high-definition television. First of all, it's twice as sharp as regular TV, and prices have dropped dramatically. There's also tons to watch, like sports, movies, and concerts. You should see it on Panasonic's new 50-inch plasma display. You can check it out at Avid Electronics in Long Beach. What else are you going to do with your free time? Origami?
AccuFlex, a division of Laserfiche in Long Beach, provides high-volume document scanning and indexing, converting bulky paper files into retrievable documents.
AccuFlex has provided us with a system that enables reporters to access our database of news material. It gives us peace of mind to know we can put our trust and faith in AccuFlex and that they're helping us to preserve our history.
AccuFlex works with Laserfiche to provide document management solutions that help organizations run smarter.
We're back with speech writer, expert, communications expert Craig Smith. We're going to talk about the Democratic presidential primary, and of course, we start with Hillary. What's happening with Hillary?
Well, she's had some problems in the debates. She's equivocated on questions that I thought she should have known were coming and could have answered quite easily. When they asked her to release her papers from the archives, she wouldn't take responsibility for that.
Clinton's papers?
Yeah, and particularly communications between her and him. Now, I don't think she has to release them, but she has to give us a reason why that shouldn't take place. She sounded equivocal on health care, and of course she supported the war in Iraq and now has pulled back, and now there's a little bit of support for the surge. And so it's
and that immigration question was problematic.
Well, Governor Eliot Spitzer of New York had said that he was going to favor giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens, and she was asked a question about that in a debate and went both ways on the answer, and immediately following that, John Edwards says she's taken two positions in 2 minutes.
Wow.
And it really hurt
That's
her,
a killer.
I think. Yeah.
But the Clinton machine is well-oiled. Raising a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
They have their people everywhere. Do you think she can pull it out?
Oh, of course. Anything can happen. I think that the Iowa caucuses are incredibly hard to predict. Every prediction we've seen going into the Iowa caucuses in the past has really not worked out. I mean, you talk about Dick Gephardt was supposed to win him one time and he didn't. John Dean last time around was supposed to win him and he didn't. And so whoever the leader is, they don't seem to come out. I mean, these caucuses work in a very strange way and they're very difficult to manage.
Obama. She's head-to-head with Obama. Obama, newly elected senator, is an incredible meteoric rise.
Well, and the endorsement of Oprah helps.
Yes.
With Edwards and Hillary Clinton attacking one another, he comes through the middle. He again seems to be an authentic kind of guy, and I think people like that.
Speaking of authentic, on the Democratic side, Joe Biden seems to me to have such authenticity, integrity, but he doesn't seem to be really up there in the top pack or even at the top of the second pack.
Well, I think for two reasons. One, he's not very likable. He's incredibly knowledgeable, but he has a way of saying things that makes you feel small. I was talking to a Republican advisor recently, and he said, of all the people I wouldn't want to debate one-on-one of the Democratic group, it's Joe Biden. He knows a lot, but he's also very, he bites you. When he tells you where he's coming from. And senators tend to talk too much.
Yes.
They know too much about the issue, and they try to convey everything without giving kind of the essential answer that the public wants. And Biden's guilty of that.
And John Edwards, excellent speaker, excellent debater, made millions as a trial attorney.
Yeah.
How's he looking?
He's looking good. He's kind of the Romney of the Democratic side. He's very slick, very good looking. He has an instant smile. But sometimes people with an instant smile seem insincere. And I think that there are people that are worried about that with him.
And one of my favorites, Bill Richardson, seems to have a lot going for him and yet doesn't seem to have really caught on. But I think he'd be a formidable Democratic candidate.
There's no question about it. I mean, here's a guy who's negotiated with foreign countries for us. He has gotten hostages released for us. He understands North Korea, which he helped defuse at one point. He's been governor of a state. He does seem to me to be a very knowledgeable guy. But I think what people are saying about Bill Richardson is, won't he make a great Secretary of State?
Yeah, yeah. But speak to the importance of debate style and persona in making this very important decision of who's going to be the next president.
First of all, they're not debates. What we see are press conferences with multiple people there. And there are too many people on the stage. I wish they would segment it so that we had more chance to see them interact one-on-one. The free-form debates that have come along, like the YouTube debates and that kind of thing, have allowed them to hit on one another more often. I don't think people look at the debates so much on the issues. I mean, they take that into account. But they're looking for the character of the person.
The character.
And the way they react to one another in a debate can reveal the character. In a debate a ways back, Fred Thompson, each of the Republicans was told they could put a commercial up during the show, the CNN debate with Anderson Cooper. And Fred Thompson put a negative commercial up that attacked his opponents on the stage. I mean, that was a terrible mistake. I don't know who decided they were going to do that, but it made him look like a real spoiler in that debate.
Everyone says they don't like negative commercials, but they seem to work.
They do work. And particularly if you run them early and then run away from them. Every study we have shows that people do respond to negative ads, that they do work. If you ask somebody, do I like negative ads, they're going to say, no, it's a terrible thing to do. You shouldn't speak evil of the other person. But they work, and that's why they keep running.
Like nobody watches Jerry Springer, but
he
has 10 million Nielsen ratings.
That's right. That's right. What
do you think, in summary, is the mood of the country? I know it's all fluid. We both agree that you can't tell. But what do you sense to be the mood of the country as we come to the end of the year?
Well, I think the housing crisis has destabilized everything because the housing crisis leads into so many other industries. And if people are going to lose their houses, it reminds people of the Depression, frankly, of mortgages and closures and foreclosures. And that's upset a lot of things. Iraq has stabilized a little more with the surge and parceling out different areas. It's lowered a little bit of the anxiety, and the National Intelligence Report on Iran has also lowered our concerns about nuclear capacity for Iran. So you're right, it's a very fluid thing going into these caucuses and primaries coming right up.
Okay, we'll be continuing our discussion, but first we have to pause for these messages. Stay with us.
Bill Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Bill is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Bill Trainees.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxies ST, Open Country AT, and Proxies 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
Sometimes you just need a good lawyer. Sometimes life is complicated, unfair, or you may be wrongfully accused. Hi, I'm Rich Poland. I've been helping people in Long Beach for over 25 years. You've already taken me into your home. I'm on the back of your big phone book. I've helped your kids reach the table. I've even held the door open for you. The State Bar has certified me as a criminal law specialist. I'm here to help because sometimes you just need a good lawyer.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
We are back, continuing our conversation with Craig Smith, former presidential speechwriter. Craig, let's go to the state level now.
Okay.
The budget is facing us with a likely deficit of several billion.
We've had a real problem because what the legislature did and the governor did last time, to be quite honest, was they borrowed from Peter to pay Paul, and now Peter has no money left. And so we're going to have a $10 billion deficit. The state has lost a number of lawsuits that's going to cost us more money. Lottery funds are down. The revenues from the casinos that are run by Native Americans, those are down. The revenue from the state, because of the housing crisis, is not coming in at the rates it was before. So for all those reasons, we have a budget shortfall of $10 billion.
That's a big number.
It's a huge number because so much of the budget has been locked in by ballot propositions, and I really oppose doing that. I don't think we should be doing that as a responsible state. There's only 11% of the budget that's discretionary that they can play with. The rest has all been locked in by ballot propositions that we've passed.
And speaking of ballot propositions, one of the propositions on the February ballot, Prop 92, would add $300 million for community colleges. And you view that as risky to the CSU system.
Well, in my opinion, it's a very deceptive proposition because in the first year it adds $300 million to the community college system, which I don't think needs it. They're covered under Proposition 98. That's a K through 14 proposition. So they already have that money. They're asking for $300 million more. It goes to $500 million, then $740 million. So I think it's a greedy proposition, and it can only be reversed by an 80% vote of the legislature.
So that would be a takeaway from what's available for the CSU?
It would be in that 11%. It would take money out of that 11% that's available for the California State University system and for the University of California and for the other things that we need money for.
So you oppose Prop 92?
I absolutely oppose it.
Term limits, much in debate. There is Prop 93 that would change term limits, not extend the 12 years, but allow a legislator to serve the entire 12 years in the Senate or in the House or in some combination. Some of us view it as the Leadership Full Employment Act.
Yeah.
I'm virulently opposed to that change without redistricting reform that was supposed to be part of the package, but they bailed on that.
I couldn't agree with you more. This is a tricky little thing that allows somebody to stay on as Speaker of the Assembly longer or President Pro Tem of the Senate longer. It's rearranging the deck chairs rather than solving the problem. The big problem is that we need to do is redistrict, because you have entrenched conservative Republicans being returned, entrenched liberal Democrats being returned. They can't agree on a budget. Which requires a supermajority, which is another problem that we shouldn't allow, but that's the rules they use. And it's the redistricting that must be solved before we're going to have a real legislature in Sacramento.
And I feel passionately that redistricting needs to be taken away from the parties that are incapable of not putting their own interests first rather than the voters' interests, and give it to retired judges or a redistricting commission, get it out of the hands of the parties and allow a neutral body to do it.
Yes. And it's worked in other states. It's worked in Indiana. It's worked in Iowa.
Other propositions. One would expand the number of slot machines for existing Indian casinos. Now, they're on a bit of a roll, to use an appropriate metaphor. A lot of money is rolling in. They've become a major lobbying force in Sacramento. And this proposition would allow more slot machines for the existing casino reservations.
I have no problem with that. If they're there already, number one, why not? People are free to gamble or not gamble. It's not illegal in this state. So You know, there's no legal violation here, and they provide revenue to the state in large ways, and they're taking care of their own in large ways. So I'm very much in favor of the proposition.
And this would actually generate substantial additional revenues to the state.
Absolutely, and keep people from going to Las Vegas, where we don't get the revenue.
Okay, we'll be finishing up the show, but first we have to take a pause for these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee freshly roasted every day right in the store. Plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
For over 80 years, Community Hospital of Long Beach has served the greater Long Beach community by providing the best medical care possible with a focus on clinical excellence and a caring, compassionate, personalized approach for every patient. It is our goal to be the community's preferred health care provider, providing a 24/7 rapid response emergency department, a state-of-the-art cancer center, and a free wellness and diabetes program. We are proud to introduce CHLV's new bariatrics program featuring the safe and effective Lap-Band system. Community Hospital of Long Beach. When you have a choice, choose the best.
At Naples Rib Company, we've been around for over 20 years for a lot of good reasons.
Our banquet and catering services.
Our takeout and delivery.
And our great commercials.
Food fit for a king.
Naples Rib Company, for a real meal and a family deal.
I love ribs! I love ribs! I love ribs!
So we don't do great commercials. Find out what we do best at Naples Rib Company.
Welcome back. As we approach the end of the year, I want to thank you, our viewers, for your loyalty and watching, and our sponsors. It's been a great year on Straight Talk. We're in 35 cities now, and we continue to grow. And Craig, the new year's coming up. What are your thoughts for the new year?
Well, always during the holiday season, I try to, and I advise my students and everyone I know to get more in touch with their soul. I think it's a good time to do it.
Yeah. And I think also gratitude. We need to be grateful that we live in a wonderful country despite its problems, in a wonderful state with beautiful weather, in a vibrant Long Beach community. We have so much to be grateful for, and I think gratitude is the secret of happiness.
Absolutely.
So to you and yours, the very happiest of holidays and best wishes for the new year. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you all next year on the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Laserfish. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.